Mr. Ayman Musan, a technician. Mr. Daniel Munoz is here. Ayman Musan was born in Mexico City and earned a BA degree in radio and television from the Miami University in Ohio. He has enjoyed a 25-year career in the media, during which he has received numerous awards. And he is now general director of an anchorman of 60 Minutes, is a television program in Mexico. He has produced 20 commercial videos for Programas de Investigación. Achieved leadership for an independent production company in Mexico. He also produces a radio program, Jaime Maussan, UFOs and Other Mysteries, which has become one of the most popular shows in Mexico. July 1991 marked the date of one of the most important solar eclipses of our century before the one we had last year, and in Mexico it occurred. The beginning also as the start of the most amazing UFO waves in the world. Thousands of people in many places have witnessed and recorded on videotape in Mexico these UFO sightings. In just 5 years, Maussan has compiled over 5,000 videos and photos from eyewitness to make what is now one of the largest collections of UFO videos in the world. Therefore, we are full of expectations of what you will present to us under the title Evidence of a Reality. Mr. Jaime Maussan.
As it was pointed out, I am a journalist, I am not an ontologist, I am not a UFO investigator. I respect that field very much. I am a journalist, and I like to be considered that way. As also was said, on July 11, 1991, we have a total solar eclipse, and was the second longest on this century. The longest one was in 1919, but that happened in the middle of the ocean. Then there were not many witnesses. This eclipse that happened in my country is very much related to history, because we have found, after the eclipse occurred, we found that this is the eclipse related to the history of the the tales or the legend of the suns, because the Aztecs were considered the suns, the children of the fifth sun. For that reason, we consider this eclipse to be the sixth sun, and now many people in Mexico believe this is the new era. And in this new era, according to some prophecies from the Maya, it would be the time of the meeting with the masters of the stars. And that's what is really happening, because, as I said, a journalist, I presented one of these videos on that day, 3 or 4 days later, the eclipse. And from then on, I have received more than 5,000. Probably now, up to now, it's 8,000 videos for Mexico and other parts of the world, but especially from my country. And I'm going to present a very special collection that I have chosen for this occasion. Let's start with no more introduction to see the videos, because for me, the most important things here are the evidences. As any journalist, I am very skeptical. I almost don't believe in this phenomenon, but I have to believe when I see things, when I go and talk to witness, and when I realize that something very important is really happening. And I've been able to present this reality in the television of my country. And since this has continued for so long. Now in Mexico, nobody laughs about this phenomenon. The pilots are willing to talk. The people in the tower of control in the different airports of my country are willing to say that they are now watching UFOs through the radars. Then let's see the beginning of this story. We can turn all the lights off, please, to be better. Here we have the first video. That was recorded by Mr. Guillermo Arreguin on July 11, 1991. As you see, it's a metallic object hovering over the clouds. When we amplify this image, it is very clear that the UFO is making turns, going in circles, and moving. We detected at least in six different videos the same kind of objects at the same time in Mexico City. But what was incredible is that 6 months later I received a second video. And this video was, well, one more video with it from a second city. Because we received two videos from two different cities, the MUFON organization in the United States consider these to be videos. Fortunately, we received a third video from a third city. And in that case, it is very clear that the object shows movement. This is from Tula, north of Mexico City, the three cities mega triangle. We have here the UFO, and you see two little stars very close to the UFO. You see here one star, and here the second star, and here the UFO, the first star glowing here. Remember this, because on the next shot, 2 minutes later, the clouds are here, and the stars are there. Then the object moved, and for that reason, we knew for sure that we have sightings in three different cities in the middle of one very special and astronomical event, a historical event in my country. Then is when I became really interested in this, because I have to consider this as a message. This has to be a message. It was nothing, you know, just for the hell of it, you know. It was something important. They were trying to tell us the beginning of something. And I was right when I considered that. And in February 1998, we were expecting UFOs. We have a partial solar eclipse. Yes, of course, we have some UFOs. They were not as low as in the 1991 eclipse, but we have some UFOs in there. Things that are not airplanes and that are moving very fast, as you see. In one direction, in different directions. We have hundreds of people in the city waiting for the UFOs. Here we have some photographs that we chose from the volcanoes. Because after the eclipse we had many sightings close to the volcanoes. Things that were not easy to explain. And we didn't know why. That happened just after the eclipse. In March 1992, we learned that the volcano had become active. This is probably the most dangerous volcano in the world. Here you have a little place close to the volcano. Why is the most dangerous volcano in the world? Because more than 30 million people, you see well, 30 million people live around the volcano. Sometimes the little spheres go up. This is a very explosive volcano from history. Sometimes we have large objects above the crater. Sometimes light coming down, like if they were beings. I will talk about the bright, the luminous beings later on. But this is what is happening here. and we have the witness of that. As I said on March 31st, 1992, we were able to learn that the volcano had become active, but the university didn't want to accept this until 1993. We had the first big eruption of this volcano in December 1994. Up until now, the volcano is still active, and we are very scared of the possibility of having an eruption, because Mexico City, which is a 20 million people city, could be destroyed or stopped. We're in 1996, and we have a friend here who went with this expedition to the Popo from some machines, instruments from the American University to measure the magnetism on this volcano. People from England and the United States went there and they found more magnetism in this place than probably anywhere else in the world, as you see. This is one of our investigators who was there and told us about the story. You see, this should be three very small, thin lines, and you can see how much magnetism is on the disco camera. That's why I was asking yesterday, your Furmish, not if the sighting of the volcano is explained as a natural event, no, but if these UFOs are looking for energy there. And as I learned, they have a special event on the last night they were there. There was a sighting, or something happened, and it reduced, at the same time it reduced, when they saw this, it reduced the energy in the machine. Something difficult to explain from a natural, probably a real sighting there, but what is interesting is that this group for Discovery Channel never reported that on television, never reported their own experience. And I don't think it's fair that if you're going to find something as Darren Sims said yesterday, you have to say the good and the bad things, not just what you want to present. And it's not just the volcano Popocatépetl, it's also the volcano Colima, the fire volcano, the volcano de Fuego, which is northwest of Mexico City, but in the same line that Popocatépetl. We have had many pyroclastic clouds coming from that volcano every now and then. These are very hot clouds. The temperature is from 400 centigrades to 1,000 centigrades. This happened in Mount Lucen in November 23rd, 1991. I do remember foreign scientists died here, including Maurice and Katia Kraft from National Geographic, because they are very much unexpected. These kind of eruptions are very soon and very dangerous. Okay, next day, after this eruption happened, on the 24th of November, 1991, we had a special sighting at the Mount Lucen. As we had after the eruptions in Mexico, you can see this object going into one of these pyroclastic clouds. This video even though it's not the most spectacular video that we have, it's one of the more unexplainable. Because this object is going inside very hot gas clouds. You see, it disappears, goes through the clouds, through the gases, and continue going around the volcano. What is it? Is that a balloon? Is that a helicopter? Is that a bird? Is that Superman? And as I mentioned, in Mount Dunsett, exactly after one of these eruptions, on November 24, 1991, a family went there to recall whatever was there, and what they found was this very similar UFO compared to those in the eclipse. They said, this is fierce. Very often, probably more often than even the disc. Why are these kind of spheres? These are some of the best photographs taken ever from the sphere. We believe they are not chips, they are instruments, cameras, detectors, computers, we don't know why. But it is very clear for us that you will see that these spheres are present, very much present in Mexico. When they go up, they look like little dots, as you can see here. And we have these kind of dots in the sky many, many times. Probably some of you remember this video with this sphere over England when they were testing the Concorde, this back in 1974. But you see, very impressive because the sphere comes down, this aircraft is flying 2,400 kilometers an hour. The sphere goes up, stays there, and then moves up. We have the same spheres. Michael Heisman gave me this video in 1997. This is from 1984. You have one of these spheres coming close to an astronaut in the space, watching this astronaut and going away. This is 1991, the Atlantis. And here you have the Mir laboratory with three of these spheres making a triangle, passing, flying over the laboratory, over the Mir. And then the astronauts from the Atlantis who is observing this realizes that there are three others flying under the laboratory. And then inside Atlantis, we can see the shell. She detects a bunch of the spheres, or whatever you want to consider here. Some of them standing still, some of them moving, and a bunch of them here. You have this video that many consider fake. But it's exactly what we have been seeing in Mexico so many times, and I'll show you later. You see the same attitude, and still nobody has been able to prove this is fake. Many consider this a fake because it's anonymous. And when something is anonymous, it's easy to destroy or to attack, because we don't want to accept this phenomenon. As Eric von Däniken said, The problem is with egocentrism. We believe we are the smartest of all. We cannot accept there is someone else who is smarter than we are. In the 16th century, when Nicolaus Copernico proved that we were not the center of the universe, in 1543, 1609, Galileo proved the same thing. Until 1996, we discovered we were not the only planet with life, but we still believe we are the smartest of all. This sphere fell into Mexico, here to the University of Mexico. We found what 80% titanium, 10% aluminium, and 10% vanadium. We try to measure it, this phases of it, up until 1800 centigrade, and we couldn't do it. Didn't melt. More witnesses? We saw a joint in both hemispheres of both hemispheres, but this joint doesn't have a beginning and doesn't have an end. We don't know this technique on Earth. NASA has confirmed it's not from them. Even the police took notice of this. But we don't know from Russia. This sphere is actually impaired in Australia. It is being shown in an international exhibition there as one of the best evidences in the world of probably the existence of UFOs or extraterrestrials or technology that we don't know. And they have to answer now to me, because one of the conditions I gave them is to tell me if this is from Russia. They were going to get the testimony, because I haven't been able to do that in Mexico. For some reason, the embassy doesn't want to say a word. If Russia says it's not from them, then what it is? The first of this spirit reported in the media was in August 7th, 1887, and appeared on the Times in London in February 1st, 1888. And this is a proof. Continue, please. Okay, now we have more spheres. We have what we call the fleece. This was the first time, you remember this? July 19, 1952, over Washington. It was the first time we had so many spheres in the sky. Hundreds of people saw this. Some airplanes followed them, chased them. The Pentagon had to answer questions next day. In Mexico, first time was October 27, 1992, we detected that large object, as you saw, and then we were able to observe 18 spheres flying in our formation. This is parallel to the ground. The camera is directed to the zenith. Okay? They are passing over the camera. They are not going up. As you can see, they made many triangles here. And remember the triangles. And they make the formation, even though they move, they never lose the formation. That's another characteristic we have seen in many, many videos. They create figures. You see, at this object, whatever it is very strange. And something is coming out of it, as you see. Like another sphere. Now, 2 years later, October 24, 1994, Mr. Tomás Inglas recorded 30 objects standing still.
Because we don't have enough tape. And that the rest of this lecture was primary video. We did not record this entire lecture. The entire lecture with video may be laid out on the net later.